one time, this fort raised and trained over 14,000 horses and mules at a time. Many of those animals were shipped overseas, but there's a good chance you remember one very famous horse. The story of that fort and its horses is this edition of The American Countryside. Fort Reno was established in 1874. Karen Nix says it had one primary purpose in those early days.
There was a lot of uprising. There was a lot of boomers that were trying to come in before the land run. So they were here to keep the uprising down between the Indians and the white people.
By 1908, the fort's original purpose had passed, and it entered a new era for the next four decades.
So they ended up having a remount station. They had thousands and thousands of horses and pack mules that were trained to go down into India and Burma.
The fort might have 14,000 horses and mules at various times, many of which were shipped overseas for World War I and II. One of those horses became very well known.
One of the most famous horses was Blackjack. Of course, he was famous for being the riderless horse behind Kennedy's funeral.
Blackjack was also used for the funerals of Presidents Hoover and Johnson. This was a huge complex, and some of it can still be seen today.
Now, it wasn't a stockade fence post. We didn't have many trees, so they didn't have that, but it was quite a city. I mean, it had 400 or 500 buildings. Today, we have 45 left that we're trying to preserve.
The fort is now owned by the USDA as a rangeland experiment station, but several buildings and a visitor center are open free of charge and attract folks from around the world to see the historic fort. Traveling the countryside in El Reno, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.